All right, let's try not Bobby Tucson. All right, also let's. All right, let's begin. So we left off. Kitavitira. Actually, no, we did this. I'm sorry. Vihine Shlomo. Shana. So remember again, we're talking in the Midah of Zrizos, and in the Midah of Zrizos, Ramchal was telling us that sometimes the most difficult part of acquiring the Midah of Zrizos is the fact that man at his core, man in his essence, is lazy. Again, the idea is that man is made of matter, and matter in its most natural state is at rest. And therefore, by definition, man at his most natural state is also at rest, and requires an incredible amount of force to be acted upon, or to act upon him in order to move. V'hinei Shlomo shana ma'od ba'asarasu alzeh. Shlomo Melech warned many times against this life laziness. Bir'oso esroa ha'atzlo, va'hefzit ha'godo ha'nimshach mimeno. When he saw the negativity of laziness and the incredible life loss that occurs as a result. Va'amar, and he said, ma'at she'nos Ma'at tunumos, ma'at chibuk yadayim lishkaf. So a little bit of sleep, a little bit of daydreaming, a little bit of literally chibuk yadayim lishkaf, like, you know, like clasping one's hands together as one goes to sleep. Uba kimahalich reshecha, umachsarcha kiish magain. In the footnote he says, in my edition, footnote of 35, Ma'achinas pentachshov, what Shlomo Melech meant to say was the following. Pen ishon ma'at, person will sleep a little bit. Va'achar ze anum ma'at, and I'll doze a little bit. Va'achar kach eshkav v'chibok yadayim. I'll go ahead and I'll just fold my hands on my chest and relax a little bit. And he says, ba'avor ze yavolacha anios pit'om. Person will find themselves impoverished. Ke'orech ha'mahalich b'derech ha'ba pit'om l'beis malono. V'lo noda terem bo'o. Just like a person who shows up at an inn without making a reservation. Umachsorcha, davar hamechaser ushrecha, mehira yavo, kish hamalubash mamagain, laredes, lirdos elamilchama, shendako lis aki bederach mahacho. Suppose I say, interestingly enough, so that Ramchal writes over here, he calls Shlomo Melech, who says that a person who goes ahead and lives life with a sense of laziness and does not take proper action is like a person who says, I'll sleep a little bit, I'll relax a little bit, I'll snooze a little bit, and then what happens? A person realizes that, my gosh, they've gone ahead and they've missed out on so many opportunities. Or a person who goes ahead and shows up at the inn but did not make prior reservations. So a person wonders, you know, where are all of my accommodations? And of course, there are no accommodations because at the end of the day, a person did not make the necessary preparations. He says, Afa pi kihine ha'etzel. When it comes to laziness, Rabosi, you say to yourself, well, halavai, the worst thing in life should be that I'm lazy, right? After all, I'm not sinning. I'm not doing anything bad. I could be doing averos, but I'm not doing averos. Instead, I'm just going ahead and a little bit lazy. He says, So he says, at the end of the day, a person who is lazy goes ahead and brings about negativity upon himself through his passivity. Va'amar, and he says, Gamisrape bimalachto achulaba mashkis. He who is lazy in his work is a brother to the destructive one. The destructive one ultimately being the Yitzhara. Kiafapi she'enenu hamashkis osa esara biyadav. Because even though the Yitzhara does not go ahead. Because even though he's not actively destroying anything, lo tachshov shu rachok mimenu, he should realize that he's not far off. Ela achiv hu uben gilahu. Rather, again, he is its brother, and he ultimately ben gilo, he is its companion. So what I say here, you see the Ramchal explaining to us the incredible destructiveness of the midah of laziness. That it is through laziness, ultimately, again, that a person becomes literally a brother to the Yitzhara. Even though he's not actively doing anything terrible, but Lamais, again, he's setting himself up for a life of failure. Va'amar oath, And to give another example just of how laziness negatively impacts the individual, he could, this could be explained by what we see happen in front of us each and every day. Al sedei ish atzel avarti, v'al kerem adam chaser leif, v'hine ala kulo kimshonim kasu panav charulim. So it's a quote the pasuk from Mishlei again. And Shlomo Melech says, you know, I passed by the field of a lazy man, and I passed by the orchard of a man who is chaser leif. Chaser leif, Rabbi say, means what? You know, is absent heart. And he, the whole thing has overgrown with kimshonim. So kimshonim are thorns. Kasu panav charulim. Charulim cover the entire part of it. Ve'echazeh anochi ashis. Ve'echazeh I saw it. Anochi ashis libi. I have seen what happens there. I will go, Ve'echazeh I saw it. Anochi ashis libi. I will go ahead and I will dedicate my heart to this. Ra'isi, I've seen it. Lakachti Musar, I've taken Musar from it. Ma'at Shenos, a little bit of sleep. I'm scarred from the winter. Right, a little bit of sleep. Ma'at Tinumos, a little bit of dozing. Uba Mishalech Reshecha. And this ultimately, again, is how a person becomes impoverished. So we'll say, what the Ramchal is saying is, quoting the Pasuk Shlomo Melech, which is a very profound Pasuk, he says, V'hine milvad pshuto, asher hu amiti kemashmo. So we'll say, remember, what's the metaphor over here? The metaphor is that Shlomo Melech says, I've seen a lot of people in life, right? Ki ha'adam eitz asad, that people are referred to as a field. So I've seen it as trees. I've passed by a lot of fields in life. And you know what? A lot of people, their fields are overgrown. Their fields are overgrown. Ultimately, again, there is thorns. There are thorns that are growing ultimately in their fields. Which Shabbos says, another way of saying, I've seen a lot of people who neglect themselves in life. They don't take care of their spiritual affairs. They don't take care of their quote-unquote life fields. And as a result, it's all overgrown. Why does that happen? Simply because of laziness. V'hinei milvad pshuto. Asher hu amiti kemashmo, and leaving aside the simple pshat, which is understood just for itself, shehu masha kore al stea etzal mamish. That again, I will say, obviously, what Shlomo Melech is referring to over here is that people are lazy and don't take care of their fields, and as a result, those fields become overgrown with just thorns, with nothingness. Hinei darshu bo chacham zichronu levracha midrash noah. So Chazal went ahead and darshed this in a beautiful way. V'zeh l'shonam. V'hine ala kula kimshonim. What does it mean that it became overgrown with thorns? Shemevakish perush shaparasha ve'ina motzi. That a person will try to understand things in life. Motzi perush shaparasha, and he doesn't find it. Kasu panav. Literally, the field becomes overgrown. You can't see anything. Mitoch shelo amal bahem hu yoshev umetame es hatahar. Because the person did not engage himself in Torah, so he reaches erroneous conclusions. He goes ahead and he defiles that which is pure, and purifies that which is tameh. Uporitz gidran shel chachamim, and he breaches the fences established by tamidi chachamim. Ma ansho shel zeh, what happens to such a person like this? Pirshu uporitz geder yishachinu nachash. Shlomo Melech says, he who breaches the fences of law will be bitten by the snake. What does that mean? He says, "V'hainu ki ra'as ha'itzel ina baba v'asachas." So we'll say this is very profound. The negative byproducts of laziness does not occur all at once. Ela ma'at ma'at. Rather, the negative byproducts of life laziness unfold a little bit at a time. Top of page Samech Tes in the red edition. Below sheyeda v'yargishba. Often a person doesn't even realize or feel it. Ki hine hu nimshach me ra'a el ra'a. A person is drawn from one negative thing to the next negative thing, ad sheyimatzei tavua b'tachlis hara, until he finds himself ultimately immersed in just incredible negativity. And Rabbi said, this is an incredible yisod. What Ramchal is saying is that this is why laziness is sometimes even more dangerous than sin. Because if I sin, I know what I did. I know what I have to do to correct it. Hopefully, I know, you know, whatever course correcting activity I need to engage in, whatever tshuva I need to do, I know what I have to do. The problem with laziness is what? Is that at first glance, laziness, it's not, is laziness an avera? Is laziness an iser? So at first glance, again, it's I can very easily justify, I'm not doing anything wrong, I'm just a little bit tired. And I'm also saying, you know what, Ramchal also drives that is, Most people will never say that they're lazy. They'll never say that they're lazy. So rather, what does a person say instead? No one knows, right? Busy. Right? Everybody's busy. But yet, amazingly enough, when it comes time for, you'll excuse me, for some stupid recreational thing. Recreational things are not stupid. Recreational things are very important. But sometimes it's amazing what people find time to. You get tickets to whatever it is, and suddenly again there's time, right? Or you get this opportunity, and suddenly there's time, and that's amazing. And so it becomes clear that the reason I'm not accomplishing the things I want to accomplish in life is not because I'm too busy, but it's because I'm too lazy. You know, I'm sorry?
Priority in a way.
But at the end of the day, what the Ramchal would say is what it comes down to is a certain level of laziness. Because if it was important, it's the same way that, right, a person has to be at work. So the truth is, it doesn't matter how tired a person is, right? If I have to be at work, I have to be at work. So, and if I have to be at work at a certain time, I'm going to be at work at a certain time. My particular level of fatigue, the truth is set to the side because it has to get done. But yet when it comes to other things, if I'm too tired or I'm too this, so we call it tired, or we call it fatigue, but the Ramchal would say is when you boil it down to the core, it's really laziness. Because if it was important enough, you're right, if the priorities were right, then the laziness would be set to the side. And ultimately, what I think was profound about this is he's distilling it to the core issue. And the core issue is like this. Man is material being. And therefore, because man is a material being, by definition, he yearns to be at rest. Like any other mass. It wants to be at rest. It has to be acted upon in order to go ahead and get in and engage in movement. So the shaila in life is what acts upon you to move you? And that is a very difficult question. So we know certain things by definition move us and certain things do not move us. What Ramchal would say is if I'm not getting moved in a particular direction, if I distill that down to the core issue, it's a sense of laziness. And Shlomo Melech says, and the scary part is, Ramchal says, is that you could not realize that I could go years without realizing that I am the victim of laziness, without realizing that I'm a lazy individual. And the scary part is I wake up years later and what happens? My field is overgrown with weeds. When do weeds grow? Nobody plants weeds. I don't think anybody plants weeds. When do weeds come about? Weeds ultimately, again, are the result of absolute inactivity, right? Weeds are what happens when you step back and you don't do anything, then the weeds come up. But Shlomo Melech says a scary thing in life is that if a person falls asleep at the wheel for too long, a person exhibits life laziness for too long, a person had a beautiful field once upon a time, a beautiful vineyard, but now I look at it years later and it's overgrown with weeds simply because I didn't do anything. All right, Debussy, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up at the top of page Samech Tes in Yeretz Hashem tomorrow. That's why we have gardeners.
Yeah, that was good.
Works with your field, doesn't work with your neshama. There are gardeners for the neshama also, you know, but you still have to do the work. Okay. No Zion. No.